天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天和您在天路导向节目相遇。相信我们每个人信主后都得到很多从神而来的祝福。今天麦克牧师继续跟我们分享基督徒如何在我们的国家和工作职场上成为别人的祝福。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果今天是你第一次收听这个节目，
we are in the midst of a series of messages from 1 Peter.
让我告诉你，我们正在讲彼得前书里的系列信息。
We're calling it Blessed to be a Blessing.
我们称之为借我赐恩福。
Last time we saw that as believers, we have responsibilities to the countries in which we live.
上一次节目里我们讲到基督徒对于我们所居住的国家应该尽义务。
These messages and this epistle are like a ladder that we are climbing.
这些信息和彼得的这卷书信就好像一座楼梯，让我们往上爬。
Before Peter could tell us about our responsibilities to others,
在彼得告诉我们要向别人负责之前，
he had to begin by first emphasizing the incredible blessing God has given to all believers.
他首先强调神赐给每一个基督徒许多不可思议的福气。
Then he told us what kind of responsibilities we should have to these blessings.
接着他又告诉我们回应这些福气的责任是什么。
Peter tells us that there are 6 different ways in which we need to respond in thankfulness to God for his blessings.
彼得说，因为感谢神所赐的福气，我们需要做出6方面的回应。
Then he tells us of our 6 identities or responsibilities to God and to other believers.
后来他又告诉我们基督徒的6种身份，或者可以说是我们对神所要尽的6项责任。
And now in 1 Peter 2:13 to 20,
现在到了彼得前书2:13-20。你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
He tells us about our responsibilities toward the world.
彼得在这里谈到我们对这个世界的责任。
Our responsibilities toward the government and local authorities.
我们对于中央和地方政府应尽的义务。
And our responsibilities to our bosses and employers.
以及我们对于雇主和上级领导的责任。
And last time we saw that we can never be a blessing to anyone until you have been blessed of God.
上次节目我们谈到，除非你自己先得到神的赐福，不然我们也不能成为别人的祝福。
Once the Holy Spirit has worked within you,
一旦圣灵在你心里动工，
You can receive blessings, and then you can be a blessing.
你就会得到神的福气，然后你也能成为别人的祝福。
We also saw that Peter told us to be a blessing to the local authorities.
我们也看见彼得告诉我们要成为地方掌权者的祝福。
Be a blessing to the government.
要成为政府的祝福。
Be a blessing to the society in which you live.
成为你所居住社区的祝福。
How?
如何做得到呢？
By obeying the law of the land.
就是通过遵守当地的法律。
In 1 Peter 2:12,
彼得前书第二章十二节,
Peter tells us that we are aliens and sojourners.
彼得说,我们是客旅,是寄居的。
In fact, since heaven is our real home,
事实上,既然天堂是我们真正的家乡,
we should think of ourselves as ambassadors on earth.Our host country is heaven.
我们应该看自己是代表天国出使到这个世界的大使。
And believers should never act in any manner that would bring shame to the name of Jesus.
基督徒不该做出任何使耶稣基督的名受羞辱的行为。
And Peter is saying this is how you believers in Jesus Christ should behave in your host country.
彼得说所以这是基督徒在出使国应有的表现。
Always think about what will bring honor and glory and respect and praise to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your King.
总要思想该做什么才可以让你的王耶稣基督得到尊贵、荣耀、敬重和颂赞。
Always think about what will bring glory to your home country of heaven.
总要思想该做什么才可以让你的家乡天国得到荣耀。
Is Peter saying that Christians should be passive?
彼得是不是叫基督徒采取消极的态度呢？
Is Peter telling believers to be a punch bag to secular society or culture?
彼得是不是叫基督徒低声下气，甘心接受世俗文化的攻击呢？
Is Peter telling us that we ought to be a doormat?
彼得是不是叫我们任人践踏？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是的。
And that is why the context of this passage is very important.
所以这段经文的上下文十分重要。
I'm going to show you the logic of Peter's teaching.
让我为你指出彼得教训的逻辑性。
I'm going to show you the logic of the Word of God.
让我告诉你神话语的逻辑。
Remember, Peter already told us that our ultimate allegiance is to God.
不要忘记，彼得已经告诉了我们，神才是我们最高效忠的对象。
Sometimes, to be a good citizen is to be involved in the political process.
有时作为好公民需要参与政治活动。
Sometimes, to be a good citizen is to work hard to bring God-honoring laws into the country.
有时作为好公民需要尽力谋求尊重神的法律成立。
But believers do all of that with respect and not belligerence.
但基督徒这么做是带着尊重而不是挑衅斗争的精神。
Believers sometimes have to take a stand.
有时基督徒需要坚守立场。
But they do it in love for those who oppose them and even detest them.
但却是以爱心对待那些反对或敌视他们的人。
Believers do this out of concern for their own eternity.
基督徒这么做是因为关怀他们永恒的福祉。
Believers are to do everything out of compassion and out of love.
基督徒所做的一切都基于怜悯和爱心。
Ultimately, Peter is saying that God has to be obeyed over man.
彼得说但至终顺服神高过顺服人。
And this is where he started.
他就是从这里讲起的。
He started by talking about submission to God.
他一开始就说要顺服神。
All of those things that we saw in our last message is in response to the blessing of God.
我们在以前的信息里所讲的就是要回应神所赐的福气。
What are these things?
是哪些事呢？
Honor God first.
先尊崇神。
Respect God first.
先尊敬神。
Live in awe of God first.
要过敬畏神的生活。
Because God is awesome in His power.
因为神的大能可畏。
And after that, you submit to local authority.
然后你才服从地方的权威。
Submission has many levels.
顺服有不同的层次。
Our submission to God is at the top.
顺服神为首。
Then it followed by our submission to the government and submission to authority.
然后顺服政府和权威。
Then comes our submission to our employers.
然后顺服雇主。
Then later on in chapter 3, we are going to see that Peter tells wives to submit to their husbands.
以后到了第三章，彼得叫妻子顺服丈夫。
And as we will see, wives' submission to God must be above their submission to their husbands.
同时我们会看见妻子首先应该顺服神，再顺服丈夫。
God and His Word always come first.
神和神的话是最优先的。
Our submission to God has to come first.
顺服神排在第一位。
Therefore, if the law of the land conflicts with the law of God,
所以当人间的法律和神的法律有所抵触时，
then and only then God must be obeyed above all else.
唯独在这种情况下就必须不顾一切单单顺服神。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的。
Submission to the law of God when it is in conflict with the law of the land has a price tag.
当神的律法和人间的法律彼此冲突时，要顺服神就需要付代价了。
It is almost always a heavy price.
通常都是很重的代价。
At that point, you must be willing to pay the price for your obedience to the law of God.
到了那地步，你必须甘心为了顺服神而付代价。
My listening friends, listen to what Peter is saying.
我亲爱的朋友，请听彼得怎么说。
When you suffer in obedience to God's law,
当你是因为顺从神的律法而受苦，
God is going to give you grace.
神会赐给你恩典。
When you suffer in obedience to God's law,
当你是因为顺从神的律法而受苦，
God is going to give you power.
神会赐给你能力。
When you suffer in obedience to God's law,
当你是因为顺从神的律法而受苦，
God is going to give you strength that you never thought possible.
神会赐给你出乎想象之外的力量。
Ah, but if you suffer for your own foolishness,
但如果你是因自己的愚昧而受苦，
That's your problem.
那是你的问题。
And you must pay for it.
你自讨苦吃。
If I suffer for the name of Christ,
但若是因基督的名受苦，
then God is going to give me strength like I've never experienced before.
神就会赐给我从未经历过的能力。
In verse 15, Peter said to those who speak against believers,
在十五节里，彼得对那些反对基督徒的人说，
those who attack believers,
那些攻击基督徒的人，
those who persecute believers,
那些逼迫基督徒的人，
are guilty of ignorance.
他们犯了糊涂无知的罪。
Ignorance is very dangerous.
糊涂无知是很危险的。
Peter said that by our godly lives we can silence that foolishness.
彼得说，通过我们虔诚敬畏神的生活，就可以堵住这些人的口。
So be a blessing to society.
所以要成为社区的祝福。
Secondly, be a blessing to your workplace.
第二，要成为你工作场所的祝福。
I don't know how many times I've heard people say,
我不知道听过多少次这样的说法了。
If I had a different job, my life would be easy.
如果我转换工作，我的生命就会改观。
Or if I had a different boss, my life would be easier.
或者说，如果我换了老板，我的日子就好过多了。
Or if I worked for a different company, my life would be easier.
如果我能换家公司工作就好了。
If I had a different career, my life would have been easier.
如果我从事另一种行业，生活就容易多了。
If my circumstances were different, I would be better off.
如果情况转变，我就会好多了。
No, 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 listen, my friend.
不对，不对，朋友啊，你听我说。
The problem is that you cannot go through life wishing if only and if only.
问题是你不能活在假设的梦想里。
You are where you are for a reason.
你活在目前的现实中是有原因的。
unless you are forced into compromising the law of God where you are.
除非有人强迫你违背神的律法向世俗妥协。
Then you are not there by the will of God.
这个现实不是出于神的旨意。
And you must be willing to pay the price.
而且你必须愿意付代价。
But generally speaking, you are where you are for a reason.
但一般来说，你所处的现实环境是有理由的。
And Peter is saying in verses 18 to 20,
彼得在十八到二十节里那里说
Be a blessing where you are.
你无论在哪里都要成为别人的祝福。
You are where you are because God has placed you there.
神把你摆在你所处的环境里。
Be a blessing where you are.
在那里成为别人的祝福。
So instead of wanting to bolt out of your situation,
不要祈求逃离你的环境。
Ask God these questions.
反要问神说
How can I be a blessing where I am?
我如何在自己的处境里成为别人的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my company?
我如何成为公司的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my boss?
我如何成为上级领导的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my employer?
我如何成为雇主的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my employees?
我如何成为雇员的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my neighbors?
我如何成为我邻居的祝福呢？
How can I be a blessing to my family?
我如何成为我家人的祝福呢？
Now I told you about reading the scripture in context.
刚才我说我们读经要看上下文。
Now let me tell you a few things about the context in which Peter was writing this particular epistle.
现在就让我告诉你彼得写这卷书信的一些背景。
Peter is telling his listeners, slaves, submit to your masters.
彼得说，为奴的要顺服你的主人。
The slaves to whom Peter was referring were not the kind of slaves that were kept in chains and treated poorly.
彼得在这里所说的奴隶，并非那些被锁链锁上受虐待的奴隶。
In fact, there were household employees.
其实这些就是家里的雇工。
The most conservative estimate is that there were over 6 million slaves in the Roman Empire.
根据最保守的估计，当时在罗马帝国里有超过600万的奴隶。
They were employed in every occupation ranging from manual labor to professionals such as doctors and lawyers and teachers and accountants and etc.
各行各业都有，包括劳动工人到专业人士如医生、律师、老师和会计师等。
Some of those household employees lived quite comfortably.
这些家庭雇工当中，有些人的生活是相当舒适的。
But they were not free.
但他们却是不自由的。
They were often paid for their services.
通常他们是有薪水的。
And occasionally they were given the options to purchase their freedom.
偶尔也会给予他们赎回自由身的机会。
Others have become too close to their master's family, they refuse their freedom.
但有些仆人因为和主人家建立起密切的关系而拒绝恢复自由身。
And they chose to stay on and were treated like members of the family.
他们宁可选择留在主人家，而主人也待他们如亲人。
Now that I've told you this, I want you to listen carefully.
当我告诉你这些背景之后，请继续留心听我说。
The reason neither Paul nor Peter nor the rest of the New Testament writers,
新约圣经的所有作者，包括保罗和彼得在内，
never asked Christians to rebel against the slavery of the day.
他们之所以呼吁基督徒不要反抗当时的奴隶制度，
is because they knew that when that happened, there would be a bloodbath.
是因为他们知道，如果他们反抗，将造成流血事件。
A slave rebellion did occur at the time of Julius Caesar.
在凯撒大帝的时期，曾经发生过奴隶反叛的事件。
And the slaves were crushed.
那些奴隶都被镇压了。
So what the New Testament teaches is to make the best of the worst circumstances.
新约里的教导就是尽可能逆来顺受，争取生存空间。
That's the point that you must understand today.
今天你必须了解这个重点。
With the power of God, make the best of the worst circumstances.
靠着主的能力在逆境中求存。
Yet historically, the Bible has served as a springboard for outlawing slavery.
然而在历史上也显示，奴隶制度的废除是受了圣经的推动。
Throughout history, when committed believers were placed in position of authority,
在历史过程中，当虔诚的基督徒在政府里担任要职，
they helped to outlaw the practice of slavery in their own countries.
他们就在自己的国家里推动废除奴隶制度。
They were able to do this only by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们能够这么做是靠圣灵的大能。
When you want to be a blessing to society,
当你愿意成为社会的祝福时，
or to your country,
或者为你的国家祝福，
or to your employer,
或者为你的雇主祝福，
the Holy Spirit will give you the strength.
圣灵会赐给你力量。
My listening friends, there are other kinds of slavery exist throughout the world today.
亲爱的朋友，今天在这世界上存在着另一种形式的奴隶制度。
There is the enslavement to the love of money.
人们受贪爱金钱的欲望所奴役。
There is the enslavement of fear that is holding many in its chains.
人们受恐惧的锁链捆绑成为奴隶。
There is the slavery of worry and anxiety that is holding many in its grips.
许多人受制于担忧和焦虑而成为奴隶。
The slavery of conformity and keeping up with appearances that is holding many in its grasp.
许多人为了赶上潮流，追求外表的打扮而成为时尚的奴隶。
The slavery of addiction that is destroying many lives and families.
恶癖和毒瘾奴役着许多人，破坏了无数家庭和生命。
But here's the problem.
问题是，
Whenever you are in slavery, whatever it may be,
一旦你成为奴隶，不论是什么形式的，
whether it is fear,
不论是恐惧，
or addiction,
或毒瘾，
or anxiety,
或焦虑，
or to the love of money,
或贪财，
it is impossible to be a blessing to others.
你就不能成为别人的祝福。
You must be liberated by the power of God, the Holy Spirit.
你必须让圣灵的大能来释放你。
And he can do that for you today.
他今天就能帮助你。
Here's what Peter is saying.
彼得就是这么说的。
To be a blessing on the job.
要在你工作上成为祝福。
Means you do your work not based on how you feel about your boss.
就是说，你工作的表现不是基于对上级领导的感受。
It means that you do your work not based on the nature of your job.
你工作的表现也不是基于这项工作的性质。
It means that you do your work not based on the level of work that your co-workers do.
你工作的表现也不是基于其他同事的表现如何。
No.
不是的。
You do your work as if you were serving the Lord Jesus himself.
你做工就如同服侍耶稣基督。
Knowing so well how fair God is.
你清楚知道神是多么公正的。
Knowing how just God is.
你知道神是公义的。
Knowing how rewarding of your faithfulness God is.
你知道只要忠心，神就会赏赐给你。
Knowing how good he is to you.
你知道神对你有多好。
Knowing how anxious he is to bless you and make you a blessing.
你知道他多么迫切愿意赐福给你，并让你成为别人的祝福。
Knowing that he has already blessed you.
你知道他已经赐福给你。
Knowing all of this will motivate you to work as hard and as diligently and as faithfully as you know how.
你知道这一切促使你尽心尽力尽忠的工作。
Be a blessing.
借你赐恩福。
Be a blessing.
借你赐恩福。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目再会。
愿耶和华赐恩给你，愿耶和华向
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。我们未信主之前或信主之后都会犯罪，都会成为金钱、权力、恐惧、焦虑、毒瘾的奴隶，这样就不会成为别人的祝福了。求神恩待我们，用神的话语来光照我们，让圣灵的大能来释放我们，让我们在职场上、在社区里、在家庭中都忠心的服侍，成为别人的祝福。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
People